posted a questionnaire, and I'm very sorry for doing it again, but I found questions that were very random, and I thought that I would answer them because I love ramble audios a lot and I listen to them a lot, so I thought I might do one. And yeah, so this is Pulsating Clouds, really awesome, never dared, out of the mind random questionnaire, which by the way is a very good name. Yeah, so the first question, how are you right now? Very well, I guess. It's about 11:30 p.m. So it's kind of late on a Thursday night. Also because I have to get up tomorrow, so actually by now I probably would have gotten to bed. But because I'm me and I tend to get lost on a lot of sites and social media, I decided to stay up late today. And also I had to study, so that was another reason I'm still up. Yeah, so I'm good, I guess. Just a little tired, because like studying is stressful, but I'm happy. I just texted a few people and now I'm good. Okay, second question. When answering a questionnaire, do you have answers ready? Have an idea of the questions or go in totally blind? Well, I did like look at the questions for a second to see if there are any questions that I can't answer, but I didn't really think of an answer. I just thought maybe don't know an answer to this, but some questionnaires I'm just going in blind and then record it and then listen back to it and see if I'm totally stupid. And if I'm totally stupid, then I delete it. And if not, and it's partly good, I post it, which I did once. And yeah, I don't think you should go totally blind. You should at least know what the questions are about. But seeing that these are random questions, I had to look at them so I could, you know, see if I answer them or not. But normally I go in blind. I think it's also better to go in blind because then you are like really thinking, and hearing somebody think is quite calming. I don't know if I'm the only person who thinks that, but yeah. Okay. Third question, sorry. What was your first submitted work on GWA, excluding comments and verifications? Were you proud of the outcome? I haven't posted. Well, I did post an audio, a script by Cuddly Bear, who is a very cool GWAer and very talented guy. It was a, wait, let me look. I forgot the name. Submitted things. Come on. My Wi-Fi is so fucking bad, I can't even, like, come on, just load. There we go. It was a script by Cuddly Bear, yes, I was right. It was called Baby, You're Being Silly, Sit Down and Listen. I really liked the script, and a few people told me that I did a good job on it. It was my very first time doing a script, and I posted it on, well, it's more of a PTA thing, I guess, a pillow talk audio thing, because there isn't really sex in it. It's more like implications of erotic content, as it says in the tags. I did it because I wanted to get comfortable first. One, because I wanted to do a script to get comfortable, and two, to do some talking first, because I'm not really 100% comfortable masturbating into a microphone yet. So yeah, but I am thinking about doing a script or a masturbation audio soon. But I don't live alone, so it's kind of hard doing something like that loudly into a microphone. So yeah, we'll see. I am planning on doing it soon, but not soon. Was I proud of it? Yeah, sure. I mean, it was a very good script, and people told me it was good, and I felt good about it. And yeah, so I guess, yeah. I wouldn't post something that I wasn't comfortable and proud of, or, well, not proud, but comfortable at least to post it. Yeah, next question. What is something in your life that you never thought you would happen? Oh god. Well, oh, I have something. From like grade 7, five. Well, but let's say 6th to 9th grade, like all of middle school and a bit of high school. I don't know, like the German school system has like from 5th to 10th grade, and that's like, you'd say Realschule, which is like a middle school, I say. And then after 10th grade, you can decide if you want to, like when you're 16 or 17, you can decide if you want to go and do a job, or you can go to school and graduate at the end and have the highest school education, which is the Gymnasium, and it's basically high school. And from all of middle school, I was bullied, actually, and I had a lot of depression, I'd say. Well, I don't know if it was depression or not. I never really went to a doctor because of it, because I thought it was normal. I had like a down phase, I would say, and I was bullied a lot, and I never thought that it would get better, and I never thought that I would find a school where people aren't mean, a school where there isn't like this society of people that are cool, people that are uncool, and then the people that are cool thinking that they can just tell the people that are put into this box of uncool people that they are ugly, fat, and don't wear cool clothes, and just being judgmental over such superficial things, and not really knowing them, because they just thought, oh my god, they don't wear all fancy Michael Kors and Abercrombie and Fitch and Hollister clothes, like they're just not cool, so let's just hate on them and stuff. And obviously I was put into the box of the uncool people, and there were some bitches and some assholes that thought it would be funny to make fun of me and stuff. So I never thought that that would get better. But then after 10th grade, when I went to high school, to another school, my middle school was in like the village that I lived in back then, and then I went into town to go to high school, and luckily I came into a year with, like, it was like, I think a few years back when, well, I came into this year and then into this place of people, and I was really happy because they accepted me of who I were and who I was, and they asked me things like my interests, and they really tried to get to know me and didn't judge me from how I looked. I wouldn't say that I was ugly, but I also wouldn't say that I was like beautiful. I still wouldn't say that I was that I'm beautiful. Sure, it had an impact on me. Like, I'm not as confident as I was before middle school. Like, in primary school, I was like the class clown, and I was extremely confident. And then middle school kind of crushed that. And then getting into high school, I was shy kid. But then the people kind of were so nice. Like, it was the first time in the school that I was liked by almost everyone, and nobody, even if they didn't know me, they didn't judge me. I still am very scared of judgment and stuff, but I wouldn't say that I'm extremely confident, but I didn't think that I'd come into this phase in my life where I have more than one friend. So I'm extremely happy now, and well, I'm not extremely happy. I still have a few phases where I'm just kind of sad for no reason. So it's still that, but I didn't think that it would happen, that I'd have friends. So that's a thing. Okay, where are we with the questions? How old were you when you first fell in love with someone, and how did it feel? The first time I fell in love was in first grade. I came into class with a boy called George. He was from Austria, and I was from Germany, and we were kind of best friends, and I had a huge crush on him. And every time we got to hang out at his house, I'd always run away into the bathroom because I was so shy and nervous to talk to him. And one day we were waiting in front of the, because we weren't allowed to go into the gym without the teacher, without the PE teacher. So we waited in front of the gym, like in rows. And I was standing next to him. And then we were standing in front of everybody. And then I kissed him on the cheek. And because it was like a big deal back then, everybody started like screaming, "Ew," she kissed him. And he was extremely embarrassed and never talked to me again. And then we weren't best friends anymore. And then the next year, he moved back home to Austria. And actually, for my birthday, he gave me this teddy bear. And I still have it to this day. It's actually right in front of me. It's like I have a pile of, because I'm a girl and because I'm a nerdy girl, I have a pile of like teddy bears in front of me from like memories and stuff. And one of them is from him. I'm such a nerd. Yeah, so that was my first crush. But I don't know if it really was a crush. Like, the next crush that I had was in high school, actually. I had a crush on a girl, and she was a year, well, 2 years above me. She was like a senior, and I was a, what do you call it? Sophomore or something? Like, I just came into the school, and she was in the year where you graduate. And I had a crush on her, and I knew that she liked girls too. And I talked to her over Facebook, and then we met up, and then we talked in school. And I was always had my heart was like pounding so fast I could feel it in my chest, and it was like pounding so hard I even felt it sometimes in my neck, which was really weird. And I was extremely awkward around her, and it was like more fun chatting with her on Facebook than it was in meeting real life, because I could like think about what I was going to say on Facebook, and in real life I couldn't. So it was very awkward. And then one day she got a girlfriend, and I was really upset, and I told her that I was upset, and she asked me why, and I thought I'd be honest, and I told her all the things that I had a crush on her, and I was really sad that she had a girlfriend, because I thought that she actually had feelings for me, because the way she phrased some things and the way she talked to me was kind of flirty, I would say. So I was very sad and kind of confused. And then she told me that she didn't want to be friends with me anymore because of my feelings to her, and that she didn't feel the same. And then a few months later, she drunk texted me that she was sorry and stuff. And then I said okay, because I'm stupid. And now we still kind of text sometimes. Like, I mean, it was a few years back, but still, we still like wish each other a happy birthday and a happy new year and Merry Christmas and stuff. But not more. And that was really heartbreaking for me. She was the first girl crush that I had. Yeah. Moving on. What is one of your biggest fears, and tell us a story of you experiencing it? Well, like I said, I have a huge fear of judgment, and as you can tell from my previous story that I just told about my first girl crush, I have a huge fear of rejection, actually. Every time I have a crush on someone, I don't tell them because I have a fear that they would reject me, and I couldn't stand the feeling of being rejected. And I also have a huge fear of judgment, and I always care. Sorry, care what people think. I know one shouldn't do that, but I don't know, I just do. I can't shut it off. And I also think that it kind of is important, I guess. Because looking yourself, like how you appear to other people, you want to appear in your best way. And not caring how you appear is. And showing yourself is important too, but I don't know. I care about my appearance and stuff, so yeah. And also, I hate spiders. Like, seriously, if I see even a spider the size of a fucking, I don't know, needle, I cry and I want somebody to remove it. I hate spiders so much. And once, like a few days ago, there was a spider right. I opened my door, my bedroom door, and then there was a huge spider. I kid you not, it was like the size of, like a, I don't know, like it was so big. It was the size of a freaking apple, really, like an apple. And it went away, and I just froze. And then thankfully, it ran away outside the window, which was open, thank God. And I just. Oh, I froze, and I shaked a lot, and I was shaking, and I hate spiders. Like, I really do hate spiders. Like, generally, I cannot deal with spiders. It was so, I hate spiders. I hate them. I get the shivers when I think about them. Do you think you've heard the best music you have, or that some unknown track is out there to blow your mind? Definitely. I mean, you can't just say, like, this is the best music ever if you haven't heard all of it. You know? I do listen to almost everything, I'd say. Like, I have a Spotify playlist with. It's called Library. And it's generally, like, every piece of genre you can think of, like rock, punk, metal, screamo, pop. Classic, like from My Chemical Romance to Ed Sheeran, from Panic at the Disco to freaking Mozart, like everything you can think of is probably in that playlist. Like, I listen to everything. It depends on my mood, what I want to listen to. Like, for example, a few minutes ago, I was dancing around in my room, listening to a German band called Kraftklub. And also a bit of My Chemical Romance. It's because I was in the mood of some rock stuff. And a few minutes ago, I was studying, so I listened to some classic music because I think for studying, I like to listen to music that doesn't have, that is calming and doesn't have text and lyrics, like just some calming piano music and stuff. Yeah. I mean, there are definitely songs out there that I like a lot, but I wouldn't say that they're the best music ever. I had a really interesting conversation with a GWer, blah, GWer a few days ago, like yesterday, I think. We talked about music and how you would say something is good or bad or something. If you're listening right now, you know who you are. And I would say that, like, genuinely speaking, you can't say something is the best music, or you can't just like say that's the best music in the world, because it's a taste thing. Like, it's like saying like this is the best hot dog in the world, but then somebody who doesn't like hot dogs would say no, lasagna is the best food in the world, you know? It's a taste thing. Like, if somebody doesn't like the music, then it's not their best thing. So you can't just overgeneralize it, if you know what I mean. At what point did your favorite TV series become your favorite TV series? Oh man, I don't have a favorite TV series. Like, there are so many shows that I watch that are genuinely good for me. Like, oh, speaking of TV shows and music, I actually, did I skip a question? No, I didn't. Sorry. I am a huge sucker for like vintage stuff. Like, I really want a vintage car one day, like a bug, like a Volkswagen bug, or like a old car. I don't know. I don't. Yeah. And I also really like old houses and old flats, and I also like old couches and stuff. And I really love vintage vinyl players. I really wanted a vinyl player for Christmas, but I didn't get one. And I don't really have the money to get a like really old vintage player right now. But I did start my vinyl collection this Christmas, because my brother actually gave me the soundtrack from the sixth season of Game of Thrones on vinyl. And they're like limited edition, special, only 2,000 in the world vinyl records. They look really cool. They're like specially made. They're not like classic black vinyls. They're like different colors and stuff. And yeah, so then we can come to Game of Thrones, which is one of my favorite TV shows, and it became my favorite TV show at the third season. Like, after, what is it called? The Red Wedding or something? Like, the final from season three. I don't want to spoiler anybody, and I'm not going to. But, like, the third season was actually really good. And then it just got better. I think the first two seasons of Game of Thrones are just, they're generally just fucking all the time. And I didn't really like that, so I thought I'd move on. But then I watched the third one, and just it gripped me, and then I started watching, and then I started watching more, and I couldn't stop. Yeah. And also, I did watch The Walking Dead, and it was my favorite TV show for a long time, but then I stopped because I just got bored of it. It became my favorite TV show when I had this phase where I shipped, when you know, if you know what shipping is, I shipped Daryl and what is her name? The blonde girl, the small sister from Maggie. I can't remember the name, but I ship them a lot, like as friends. So, but then after she, oh, sorry if I spoiled anybody, but after she went away, I didn't. Like, I stopped watching it. And then I also watched Supernatural, but then I stopped because, I don't know, it just wasn't good. And then I started watching Sherlock, like the BBC TV show, which is a very good, like really good TV show. Sherlock is just, it's the best. Like, if I could have like a dinner with any fucking actor, it would be Benedict Cumberbatch. Maybe. Or, yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch. Sherlock, and also Doctor Who, and The 100 is also a good series, and I actually am thinking about starting the new HBO TV show, Westworld, I think it's called. I heard that it was really good. What else? Stranger Things is also a very good TV show, and I recently saw the trailer for the second season, and it looks really good. Yeah. What is a weird, pointless talent that you have? How did you discover it? How did I discover it? I don't know. What is a talent? Is it a talent? I know, open say it's a talent. Let me think. Like, I can do this weird. Sorry for shuffling for a second. I need to. Okay. Like, I have this weird thing that I can do with my throat. Like, I can do the sound, like it's and I can, like, it's like you know the thing that your the back of your throat when I when you like oh God, my English right now, it's so bad. When you swallow something, there you go, then you like that there's this thing that goes down that closes the your lungs, I think. I don't know, I'm not really a biologist, but like closing and opening it, it's like I can do that, I think. And I don't know, it doesn't, I do this weird sound. And I discovered it like when I was a child, I don't remember. And also I can, if it's a talent, I don't know, I can play the ukulele a bit. I started learning a year ago. Yeah, I don't really have like weird talents. I can flip my tongue, like 360 thing with my tongue. Yeah, I don't know. How many of these questions do you think you've answered on other questionnaires? None of them. I've only done one yet, well, up to now, and none of them had anything to do with love. Well, except the crush one, but I don't think it was in the other questionnaire that I did. Bonus if you're recording an audio. Okay. Perform one of your favorite parts from a film. Don't mention the film so we can guess. Oh, ooh. Well, lucky for me, I actually have two scripts. I have to get them. Wait a second. Okay, because I'm a nerd, I have this script of my favorite movie. let me find a scene that I can. Oh God, which scene am I? I'm going to do like lines and see if one of you can guess the movie. It's a recent movie, so probably. Oh, one of the line is, "Hey, Mr. English guy, I think your egg is hatching." That's one of them. Oh, another one is, "But we made him cocoa," which is like the cutest thing ever. I love the character that says it. Or, "You know, New York is considerably more interesting than I expected." So it plays in New York. Ooh, what is it? I don't really like a scene. I don't know which scene I could do. Maybe like the last scene. Maybe then people will think or know what it is. Oh, I can, as a tip, there is a scene here where it says he performs a mating dance. So maybe you know.
now. Well, I have a script. Okay, you know what? Okay, that was the tips for the movie that I that's my favorite movie. So if you can guess it just from those lines, that I'm really impressed. But a line that somebody or probably all of you know is, "I'll never let go, Jack. I'll never let go." And then she lets go because she's stupid. Oh, okay. So, yeah, this was the really awesome, never dared, out of mind, random questionnaires. Oh my God, it's a half an hour. If you've listened till the end, then I'm very impressed. And yeah, I'm going to go to bed now because it is 11 p.m. and I have to go get up in about 6 hours. No, 7 hours. So yeah, good night. And I hope you had a very fantastic day, or will have a very fantastic day, depending on when you're listening to this. And sending virtual snuggles and cuddles. Love, Blue.